Investment flash.
Oil at 120? That's the day's least priced risk, and it's sitting right under the market's nose.
Good morning, Tuesday, July 21st, New York edition. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. And Gerald, last session's moves opened with a real stunner.
Yeah, look, Goldman dropping a 120 Brent call is not window dressing. That's a tail risk the market has been half pricing at best.
Half pricing? Buddy, USO is up 82% year to date. It's at the 90th percentile of its 52-week range. The premium is already in there.
Tom, wait, that's exactly why I'm going to push back. If a closure event happens, you get outsized upside. But the whole thing is a conditional trade on the Strait of Hormuz staying shut.
Right. And the flip side is ceasefire chatter. We saw Asian equities move on it last session. One headline and USO unwinds 10%. This is a crowded theater.
Crowded, sure. But Goldman's not calling it for nothing. Petrol's already above $4, and midterms are coming. That's real political pressure keeping the bid alive.
Honestly, I'm more interested in what oil does to the CPI print on Friday. $4 gas isn't just a consumer tax, it's a Fed problem. And bonds, TLT at a 52-week low, haven't priced in a hawkish repricing.
Spot on. That's the signal nobody's talking about. The energy trade has momentum, but the real pain could be in duration if inflation stays sticky.
All right, so we're all long energy and short bonds? Because that pair trade is printing.
Ha, Tom, I thought you'd never ask. But let's talk AI first, because that's where the pain is hitting hardest.
Yeah, and Gerald, your perma bear on semis is aging well. Fairlead's Katie Stockton says the bounce is unsustainable. Technicals point to more downside.
To be fair, SOX is down 7.7% in a week. A relief rally on low conviction is a sell signal, not a buy. And the WSJ piece today, something weird is happening beneath the surface. That's code for internal divergence.
Gerald, come on. The Nasdaq's down only 3.3% over the week. AI fundamentals aren't broken. Microsoft trades at 20.8 times forward after a 15% year-to-date drop. This is a dip, not a crack.
Tom, that's the third time this month you've called the bottom on semis. The rotation into energy and defensives is real. Look at the breadth indicators.
And the divergence the WSJ is flagging, narrow leadership masking weakness, that's classic late cycle. I'm with Stockton. Reduce exposure.
All right, fair. But if we get a dovish turn on rates, AI comes roaring back. Microsoft at these multiples is cheap for the capex they're doing.
Which brings us to the FT's piece on big tech backstops. Microsoft and Alphabet are effectively lending their balance sheets to unproven AI startups. That's contingent tail risk if the AI hype fades.
Honestly, it's an ignominy risk, the FT's word. Alphabet's up 12% year to date, Microsoft's down 15. Neither price reflects the hidden credit exposure.
But that's the whole AI bull case. These companies win either way. If startups fail, they absorb the IP. It's not like Enron off-balance sheet stuff. It's strategic.
Strategic or not, it's a liability. And in a downturn, those liabilities get marked. I'm putting both on watch.
Speaking of liabilities, did you see the biotech deal search? Record mergers and acquisitions, and an $800 million fund for AI drug discovery, even though no AI-discovered drug is approved yet.
Gerald, that's the opportunity. Recursion Pharma is down 31% year-to-date, near its 52-week low. If sentiment shifts, that's a catch-up trade waiting to happen.
Yeah, but the fundraise is venture capital, not public markets. And XBI is already up 24% year to date. That's mergers and acquisitions premium, not fundamentals.
Hold on. Pfizer is flat year to date, and they're a likely acquirer. But deal costs could weigh. I'd hold Pfizer, but the pure play biotech ETF is a buy on momentum.
Exactly. And the India story adds to the risk on case. SBI Fund's billion-dollar IPO surged 8.5% on debut. Three sources confirm it's the biggest subscription this year.
All right, but Inda is still down 11% year to date, only 7% above its low. One IPO doesn't fix macro uncertainty in emerging markets.
But sentiment catalysts matter, Gerald. This could be the spark for a re-rate. I'm with Tom. Buy the India ETF.
Fair enough. Though if we're talking emerging markets, Moody's warning on Indonesia is flashing red. Policy uncertainty, fiscal risks. EQIDO is down 33% year to date. That trend is not your friend.
33% down? Buddy, that's a falling knife. I'm not catching that.
No, stay away. And while we're on sell signals, did you catch the Australia bank disruption? Revolut got a full banking license and plans to target the big four.
Look, mate, Commonwealth Bank at 25 times forward PE with a new fintech challenger, that's a re-rating waiting to happen. Westpac at 17 times is also exposed. Both are sells.
Disruption plays are tough because incumbents have scale. But with Revolut's brand, I'd short the Aussie banks too.
And back home, Jamie Dimon warning a UK bank tax under Burnham would have consequences. Lloyds, as a domestic play, is at 9.3 times forward, but right in the crosshairs.
JP Morgan is globally diversified, so hold. But Lloyds, up 13% year to date, yet the tax headwind isn't priced. Sell Lloyds.
All right, selling banks across the globe. A true Gerald special. But hey, remember yesterday's buy call on Domino's? That was a win.
Ah, fair enough. And your Hut 8 call is up today, so maybe I'll give you semis another day.
Let's not get too cozy. The media mergers and acquisitions pause is a risk. A judge froze Paramount's $110 billion Warner Bros. Discovery deal. Antitrust concerns. WBD fell 3.8% last session.
If the deal collapses, WBD, down 9% year to date, has further to fall. That premium unwinds hard.
Sell WBD. And on the macro side, Asia ex Japan equities jumped on ceasefire hopes. AAXJ up 0.4% last session, but it's still down 3.2% for the week.
Ceasefire hopes are fragile. If Iran talks collapse, the oil bid returns, and Asia gets hit, I'd buy AAXJ only as a short-term trade.
Yeah, but it's up 15% year-to-date. Momentum may carry it if the Middle East cools. Meanwhile, Japan's in a tug of war. Ceasefire hopes versus rising JGB yields. EWJ flat last session, down 3.7% for the week.
The JGB sell-off is tracking treasuries, and that yield pressure is a valuation headwind. I'm watching Japan. Direction unclear until we see which force wins.
And on the treasury side, TLT is at a 52-week low, down 3.6% year-to-date. The inverse correlation with oil is the story. Sell long duration until oil peaks.
So to sum up, energy over AI, short bonds, and selective equities. That's the rotation.
The cleanest expression, long energy stocks, XLE, versus short semis, SOXX. Energy has momentum and geopolitical tailwind. Semis have technical damage and crowded positioning.
100%. And that trade doesn't bet on a single outcome. It captures the rotation regardless of ceasefire or oil spike.
And as always, none of this is investment advice, just our pre-market read. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back at 7:30 a.m. London time tomorrow. See you then.